Welcome to the bonus episode of The Left Brain Artist. This is where I take one thing that was discussed in the artist interview and I expand on it to help you with your business. Earlier this week, I interviewed artist Jennifer Love Gironda, a high school art teacher in Lake Worth, Florida. She talked about her practice of making a piece of art every day. She's now in her seventh year of doing this. Seven. Since then, she has developed her own unique artistic style. And since she chooses a different theme every month, she has created many series and held many art exhibits. In one case, she had an exhibit of all of her art. She framed one piece per each of the month's themes, 60 pieces covering 5 years, and displayed the rest through a slideshow right on the wall of the gallery. I'd like to talk today about why a daily art habit is good for artists. And please recognize that your daily habit can be very different than Jenny's, but there are many reasons why a daily habit or a 30-day habit or a 100-day habit can benefit you as an artist. I used to do swaps with other artists. A host would choose a theme and the materials, and we would make one little piece of art for each member of the group. We'd mail our pieces to the host, and she'd sort them out and mail them back so that everyone would get one piece from each artist. I'd use these swaps to challenge myself by using a new technique or material. I once did a jewelry swap where we swapped charms. I had learned soldering in a class and wanted to get better at it, so I made 30 soldered glass charms for this swap. Believe me, by about the 10th charm, I had gotten much better at soldering. If you give yourself a goal of making a specific type of art every day for 30 days, you will get better at it. Jenny chose wedding dresses as her May 2018 theme, but she didn't limit her 31 days to white dresses. She also did a few Indian-style dresses. She challenged herself to find a style she wasn't familiar with, did a little research, and added those to her month. Her skills have improved over time, and she has learned the best tools and materials to use for the task. Creating a lot of pieces over time will also help to develop your style. Jenny discovered that faces came into play in most of the themes that she picked. That's now become a signature look of her art. Try different materials. Do you like to paint? Do you like to collage and lay down a base layer of papers before you paint? Do you like to add ink or rubber stamps or oil pastels to your painting? You'll only know if you really like to make a certain kind of art after you've made 30 or 40 and you still want to make that kind of art. When you have given yourself a daily task, it gives you accountability to get it done. Put your art making on your calendar and give it a time of day. If you need outside accountability, join an art group. You can find many groups and challenges on Facebook, Instagram, or just Googling art challenges. An added benefit of being in a group is that they will encourage you. You can also get feedback or ask questions about techniques. You also will feel a sense of community when you are part of a group. You'll no longer be the isolated artist working at home alone when you know you can post photos of what you've done and you can look at others' artwork and talk about what you like. Another benefit of a daily art practice is that you learn to start and finish a piece in a day. This will get you past the hesitancy of starting a project, and it will give you the joy of finishing one. Now let me talk about some practical tips for creating an art piece a day. As Jenny said in my interview, if you're making many pieces, as she does, it helps to make smaller, flat pieces that are easily stored. You'll also want to make art with the supplies that you have on hand. You'll never get anything done if you have to stop to go to the art store. This will save you money, too. A daily art practice is not about the big projects. It's for small things, like a page in a journal, a hand-lettered statement, or a jewelry charm. It should use a minimum number of art supplies. Set up a place to do your art so that it is ready for you every day. If you have a dedicated table or desk where you can keep your supplies out all the time, that's great, but not everyone has that. Use a box to keep your supplies in and pull out the box every day, make your art, and put the box away at the end of the day. Put supplies in a carrying bag so that you can make art every day in a coffee shop for a few minutes, or in the car while you're waiting to pick up the kids, or in the bleachers when you're watching their sports. The point is to make it a habit. Set aside the same time every day or commit to so many minutes every day. If you set a timer for 10 minutes, you'll probably find that once you've hit 10 minutes, you're really into it and you'll want to do more. My final tip for making art every day is to not worry if it's not perfect. That's not what daily art is all about. You're trying to hone your skills and develop a style. Later, you'll take those skills and style and make bigger pieces that will take longer to make. you'll take that style and create things that are more elaborate and destined for an art show or a class or a gallery. Now that you can find whatever you want on the internet, take the time to search out some challenges. You'll find lots of 30-day or 100-day challenges. You'll find every theme there is, such as a poem a day, 6-inch by 6-inch art a day, a journal page a day, painting a face a day. Some of them are just ideas for you, and you can make the art at your pace, as challenging as you want it. Others are time sensitive and start at the beginning of a month and have some kind of deadline. Some occur at the same time every year, like National Novel Writing Month, which is a challenge every November to write 50,000 words of a novel in 30 days. Some challenges are simply an artist who wanted the challenge herself, and she invited others to join her in the project. She's created her own accountability and her own community, so she's not alone in making her art. Search by using these keywords: art challenge, art every day, or 100 day art. You can also search by adding the type of art you'd like to do. You can search generally on the internet or within Facebook or Instagram. I've posted a few challenges I've found in the show notes. I've also linked to a few books that give you prompts to create every day. No matter how you get yourself to make art, the bottom line is, if you're an artist, you should be making art. Get past the fear of calling yourself an artist. Just keep working, develop your skills, and develop your style, and share it with the rest of the world. I'm Suzanne Redman, and this has been The Left Brain Artist.